Yeah.
That, no, she's not caring about you.
Yeah.
Like, everything she does is, if she calls me, like, she's disturbing you. If she's not calling, then like, no, she's not caring about you.
Okay.
Whatever she does, then like...
Finding the opposite.
Yeah.
Okay. So what she's saying, I have a friend, my parents, what she does is, whatever good she does, she's bad. Whatever bad she does, she's bad, right? So they have a sin. So what happens is that you have to talk to your parents first, right? To understand what is the problem. Because somewhere around, maybe as your friend told, somewhere she saw in some movies or some uncle, auntie or some people which she has seen that friendship go wrong. So maybe, okay, now let me talk a little bit of friendship. Okay, because it's about friendship. Because you would understand if this friendship is positive or not. Good friendship is something which is a mutual benefit for both parties. Good friendship is something which is mutual benefit for both parties. Because both have to improve. So you have to see, after she coming into your life, did you improve or did you go down? Did you improve in your studies or did you go down yesterday? Did you improve in your human being activities or you went down? Did you improve or did you go down? You improved.
Like, I started to interact with you.
Yeah.
When, before she came to
me, yeah.
I was a complete introvert.
Yeah.
Like, I never used to tell
anyone. Okay.
But when she came, I started to express.
Okay. So her question now, have a sit. Now the other thing about introvert and extrovert. Get this point very clear. Both are positive. Okay. I have seen many people try to be an introvert, try to be an extrovert, and extrovert try to be an introvert. It works against you. The world needs both introvert and extrovert to run. For example, a person who is into marketing, into sales, needs to be an extrovert. But a person who is into accounts and finance needs to be an extrovert. Sorry, introvert. Right? And that's how it is. You can never find a highly extrovert person working with numbers. A person working in numbers is generally introvert because they're numbers. You have a look. Accountant people will be always quiet, not that outgoing. Or if you know, for example, serious engineers will be very quiet in their own engineering world because they need that focus. They need the attention. They can't waste their energy into promoting, into showing off, into talking. On the other hand, if you look at salespeople, into marketing people, or into, you know, a little bit of HR people, they'll be more of extrovert people. Because that is their way of living life. So, if you're an introvert, be an introvert. If you're an extrovert, be an extrovert. It's when you grow within that is when you're truly stronger. And or is what happens, you try to change your characteristic. You try, suppression will come, tension will come, other things will come. Right? This is just a general topic which many people ask me. That's the other thing. Now, being outgoing is also good. So you have improved a little bit of it. But is your studies improving? Yeah.
But in my 9th class we fought. Then I got really depressed.
Yeah. Who fought? Your friend fought?
Me and my friend we fought.
Fought, okay, okay.
Okay. Then I got depressed.
You got depressed?
So every time I talk to my
parents,
they're like bringing this up.
Yeah, obviously they'll bring it up, no? You see, what you're trying to understand here is that's why I told you. Did this friend help you to grow? Or you went down. You're saying you got depressed because of a fight with your friend. What you're trying to tell here, she can control you anytime. See, have a sip. So what happens is that any friendship gives you a negative vibe, it ends up to depression and all these things. You're still hooking around with her because what happens is again, that girl or that boy can control you again. See, what you got to understand is if a friend comes and hits you due to some, it's like as is the example of a thief. You go and make friendship with the robber. He goes and robs you and goes. Do you go again make friendship to that person?
No.
With time, he's going to rob you again. Parents are just alerting you. Maybe the robber has changed due to some reason. But when the robber has the same problem, the robber is going to hurt you again. Right? Get you depressed. What happens when you're too over-attached with friends? They can misuse you. They can control you. If you say that all the way because of friendship I'm gone depressed, it is very dangerous for you. I would take your mother's side here. You get the point? It's not they're wrong. Because you have the, see, you okay, girlfriend, boyfriend, you break up, depression, I can understand. You gave the heart and soul and you know, I can't live without, I agree. But a friend, you got depressed, it is a questionable act, right? Because you've given so much, even your heart to that girl or boy, whoever it is. So your point is, okay, there is a negative hit which has come. You're not learning here. So what you're doing, again going a friendship with that person. Again, when time comes, that fight will happen. Again, you'll get depressed. Then you what a mother. When you're depressed, you're supporting, they say, I told you, no? That a depressed person will get more depressed. When you want your parents' support, they won't support you because they've been telling you all this while. Right? Now, the next question is, if I break this relationship, what my friend is going to? You want to keep her happy or wait for a depression in future? That is your call which you have to make. Right? Right now, your parents is giving a good advice to you. Try to understand and relate it, see what the future is. Or be okay friends, but then don't have that friendship which can make you in a depressed stage. Because that is dangerous. Because what happens somewhere around, you're getting over-attached to a person. If you don't learn from it, somewhere around you get married, you get over-attached with your husband. And then he will tell something, false fight, hurt, depressed. Right? This could lead to a divorce also. You see the problem where it's happening? Somewhere around this girl is trying to teach you, don't get too over, where the too over controls you in future. Too over, you get depressed. And when you're depressed, all the negative people will come. Hey, see that friendship. Huh? See that girl spoil your life. In future, you get married, something happens, you have a fight with your husband, you get all depressed. What your parents? I told you, no, this guy is not good. Your friend will say, all boys are like this. And then you'll go fuel, diverse. Right? So this problem, God is trying to tell you in this life right now, somewhere around you're too overing with your friends, that has to be reduced. Or else depression is waiting for you. Now did I answer the question 100%?